We're gearing up for the 5th annual Greatest Damn Mimosa Showdown. And coming up on this episode, we're breaking down everything you need to know, including some pro tips from Rebecca.
Best damn podcast, the best damn town. You want to get up, get ready to get down. Well, it's Big White Sky and the Wild River Tank. If you want to go, we can take you there to Great Falls,
Montana.
Welcome to the greatest damn town in Montana, Great Falls. I'm Rebecca Ingham.
I'm Shannon Newth.
And we're no damn experts. But today, you only have us. So
yes,
strap in. You're gonna listen to us talk about things we know some stuff about. That's about it.
And you know way more than I do because I have not had the pleasure of experiencing this yet.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I get to kind of put on my expert hat today and share with you kind of the perspective that is so needed when you're doing an event for the first time.
Yes.
So what we're talking about today is the 5th annual Mimosa Showdown. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about this in the past. We've done probably, I would bet, 4 or 5 different episodes.
Probably, yeah.
On this. Mm-hmm. But what we've not done is taken it from a perspective of, if you have no idea what's going on.
Right. So pretend you're talking to me. I mean, I have some idea, but not from a participant standpoint.
So this is going to be May 18th throughout our fair city.
Yes. Mostly and downtown, though, right?
I would say, probably 75-80%.
Okay.
Of the contenders are going to be downtown. And when we talk about contenders, we're talking about establishments that have toiled and been locked in a kitchen trying to create the perfect recipe for a mimosa to compete in the Greatest Damn Mimosa Showdown. And so each establishment that wants to try to get the trophy puts together what they think is the winning combination of a mimosa. And then they say, this is our contender. Now, the reason we say that is there are other drinks available that day, and there may even be other mimosas available to that day.
Yeah.
But there's only one contender per establishment.
And some of them, they create just for that event, right? It's not just like they pick one off the menu for most of these places. It's they're creating something special for this.
Correct. It's at least the first time you'll ever taste this drink.
Because sometimes they rotate it into their menu.
Yeah, sometimes it stays longer and you can drink it multiple times. But this is the only time, I'd say 95% of these mimosas are available.
Okay.
Is on showdown day.
Yeah.
Now, I said the 5th year, and right now we're at about 17 different contenders.
I was just pulling up because there's a whole page on it for the showdown, Mimosa Showdown. I was just pulling up to see who's submitted their creations.
So mimosashowdown.com, that's the only place you're going to find all the information. And in true fashion, not everybody's life goes according to plan and they're able to get everything done by the deadline. No judgment here. After the last 2 weeks I've had, there's no judgment here.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have their mimosas submitted by last week.
Yeah.
Some of them missed that deadline.
Yeah.
They're still contending. We just don't know what their creation is going to be.
Right.
So let's give them some grace. Yeah. You know, maybe their appendix burst and they got stuck in the hospital.
You know, I've heard that that'll happen.
It happens
sometimes
to some people. So give them some grace. But we do have on the mimosashowdown.com website all of the mimosas we know about.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find there is really the opportunity to wet your whistle. You're going to go, ooh,
that sounds intriguing.
That sounds like a great mimosa. What you're also going to find is that they're not standard mimosas.
No. I don't. Does anybody have just your no. standard orange juice and champagne mimosa?
I don't think a one of them has ever done.
Uh-uh.
I think the closest we get is a beer mosa. We've had some people are just like, no, we're giving you beer and orange juice.
But it's still not a normal mimosa.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
And so some of them have liquor in them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have flowers in them.
Is there any, I mean, can they just put mimosa on really anything they create? Or is there still like a base?
There has to be champagne in it.
Okay.
And it has to, now the champagne doesn't have to be, but it has to be a minimum 6 ounce pour.
Okay.
Which means
if you're doing hard liquor, that's
right.
quite a bit.
It's, yeah. You're not going to get a 6 ounce glass yeah. of liquor.
Yeah. Yeah. We should also mention these are not samples. These
no,
are
they're
full
not
drinks.
Samples. It's 6 ounces means you're getting a full drink.
Yeah. A very full drink in some of these.
And the other component is you're not just wandering from place to place and they've got them out available and you can grab and drink and go.
Right.
They're $8 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing is all of the contenders are $8 a piece. So no matter where you go, you slap your $8 down, you're getting the contender, you taste it, you're good to go.
Okay. Would you like me to read off any of these? What do you
yeah.
want to do with
Tell
that?
Tell me okay. which ones are intriguing to you. I yeah. haven't, I just saw the one for Kellergeist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Who is a three-time champion.
Yeah.
They Let did not take theirs. The inaugural. That
no,
goes
that was
to N-Bar.
They have the little blue ribbon
yeah.
on their post.
They've got a three-peat yeah. going on there.
Let me see if I can find
But
theirs.
That's the only one I've seen so okay. far as from an intriguing. And so Shannon's going to eloquently tell you
yeah.
some of the mimosas that are going to be featured. And you'll see, we're not just talking orange juice and champagne.
Yeah. So the first one that comes up here... or one of the first ones that I was like, oh, that's interesting. So N-Bar, the inaugural
oh, yeah.
winner.
I do like this one.
Yeah. Smoked peach and cinnamon mimosa.
Yeah.
That sounds so intriguing.
Rimmed with tahine. Correct?
Uh-huh.
That's the one?
It doesn't, that's not listed in this part, but it looks.
Well, then the block
the
might have the one.
The picture doesn't look like it
yeah.
has that. Okay.
So the block must have the
Which
one
Which is their
ribbed.
Neighbors and they're yeah. the same ownership. So that one sounds interesting.
And FYI, not that it matters to anybody, but we've been on a peach candy kick here at the office. So
in our podcast studio we have, because the ones you brought back
yep,
from
I
Canada.
Brought, I brought back some contraband from Canada. So any of our Canadians yeah. who are listening, feel free to bring us Maynard's fuzzy peaches
yeah.
all the time. You
Please.
Can just drop them off here.
Mm-hmm.
And if
we'll
any of you ever
snacks.
Find Twizzler soft bites
oh, yeah.
in Canada.
This has been your... Weren't we talking about this before?
Yes,
yeah,
we were. And I'm just going to tell you, we'll take those as well. Our preference is peach, but if you want to give us the cherry, I don't think they exist
we'll
anymore.
Turn that away.
So back yeah. to the mimosas.
This one from Heidelberg, which is one of the places participating that is not downtown.
And they did, let me just say,
yeah.
last year they did one that was like a Tiffany throwback. It was just a beautiful.
Oh. Was it beautiful? Like Tiffany as in Tiffany blue? Like
yeah,
the,
Tiffany oh. blue. And it was just fantastic. And when I
Love
tell
that.
You, you know, folks here know the Heidelberg's a really great little bar.
It is.
Some may classify it as a classic dive.
Yeah.
I don't care what you classify it as. It's a great
it's
little place. And it's yeah. just not a place you're going to expect to have mm-hmm. a fabulous mimosa. They knock it out of the park every freaking year.
Yeah. It's one of those. We when Jason and I would help host the Christmas ugly sweater trolley
oh, yeah.
tour, pub tour thing. The Heidelberg was one of the stops.
Oh.
And whatever their like snowman, whatever their little creation was at the Heidelberg for, which sadly, RIP to the trolley sweater party. but it was so good. Like, that was always my favorite one, was this whatever they came up with at the Heidelberg for that. So I can only imagine. This one, though, they've got to bring this back for 4th of July. Like, they've got to do something with this around the 4th of July. It's called the Dive Retro Raspberry Blast. So it's a glass rimmed with blue raspberry pop rocks, champagne, raspberry White Claw, and then literally an entire rocket pop.
Oh, yeah.
In it. Like, so the red, white, and blue, like, popsicle thing.
Shoved in there.
Into it. That's what I mean. It's so, like, patriotic looking.
That sounds like a good
one. They need to bring that back for the 4th of July.
I'm going to probably say this more than once, but that does sound like a good one. I thought the Celtic Cowboy one sounded pretty interesting. They have always had a pretty strong contender.
Yeah. The High Country Spritz.
Yes.
So it's huckleberry and muddled sage.
Yeah.
I like Never this had concept of sage. That's interesting.
Me too. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's, I want to try it. I have no idea.
I can't imagine.
Picture what that would taste like. But I mean, that's the whole point of this, right? You go try them.
They had a lavender one 1 year.
Yeah.
Like I said, they pull out the stops.
Yeah.
And,
I got distracted by it. I was trying to read because there's not a picture for it. But for Elevation 3330s, the Buzz Boba Mimosa, a mimosa with numbing buzz button effect and boba balls.
Oh, boba balls are those like little water bead things.
Tapioca things that's usually in boba tea.
That's going to be interesting.
But a numbing buzz button effect.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. And I wish there was a picture because I'm so intrigued by that one. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off with what you were saying. I just got distracted.
It's a good point. You shared the Elevation 3330 Mimosa. Yeah. The big thing about this is they don't normally open until 3:30. They're opening early for this.
Nice.
But each location opens at a different time. So you have some that open at 9 a.m. You have some establishments that open at 10. You have some establishments that open at 11.
So while you're still sober, before you've had mimosas, you need to just like kind of plan out if you're planning to hit multiple locations.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to want to devise a strategy. And we'll post our favorite approach as we get closer. And you can watch for that on our socials.
Yeah.
But each person does it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're talking, I think we should reach out to Kaylee, who has done Mimosa Showdown a few different times. She's just a gal here in Great Falls.
Okay.
She's expert level.
Okay.
Mimosa Showdown attendee.
Okay.
That's her role.
Maybe we can get her to come up with something for us. Like
Kaylee's route.
The schedule. Oh, I like that.
And she can post hers and you guys can stalk
her. I'm having ideas too. This can be a highlight on our Instagram.
There we go.
Okay.
So Kaylee, we're going to be reaching out here if I can find your contact information again on Facebook.
We'll figure it out.
But it's a rolling start is what we call it. So there's no official start time.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could say it's 9 o'clock, but not everybody's open at that.
It's not like you can go everywhere then.
And so know that there's no first, let's say, first.
We're just starting.
We're halfway into the middle of the podcast. First of all, there is no ticket. Like if you want to attend this event,
you
show up and you go to the places. There are establishments in our community, so they're there. There's no special anything. You just show up. Bring your cash. I'm just going to say that's a pro tip. Bring cash.
Okay.
And then bring friends. And then you just go. You devise your own strategy. Maybe you take one of our suggestions. Maybe take Kaylee's suggestion. And you figure out how you want to go, like what stop you're going to do at each. Like, we're going to go start at the Heidelberg, then we're going to go to the Max, and then we're going to go to Fifth and Wine, like whatever your plan is. The other thing is they're operating businesses. So
They're doing their normal business thing.
They're doing their normal business thing as well. Yeah. Like the business doesn't shut down and only serve mimosas, which also means you can get food along the way.
Pro tip.
Stop. Snack along the way because folks were talking about 17 full-size grown adult mimosas.
I feel like we need like a asterisk to this. Like, you are not required to try all 17.
You're not. But if you do want to sample them, try them.
You buy a sample, you just still have to pay $8 for each.
Share with a friend.
That's a good idea.
Like, yeah. You can get a drink and hopefully, you know, if it's your spouse, it's easier.
Yeah.
Get a close girlfriend that you don't mind sharing slobber with.
Right.
And you get one drink between the two of you.
You know what would be fun in the future for these establishments is to sell flights, mimosa flights. So like a group going together could get buy a flight. So it's a smaller amount option. Know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's not my...
Outside of Mimosa Showdown, there are mimosa flights at a few of our establishments. Yeah. So it's not a new idea. But
right. But for Mimosa Showdown. Yeah. I mean. Anyway.
Anyway. So no tickets.
Snacks.
And now's a good time to bring up hydration stations. Mm-hmm. We've got hydration stations set up in non-alcoholic locations. So you won't be tempted.
Like, do I want water or do I want another mimosa?
Yeah. So at the bottom of the website, you're going to, or the page, you're going to see a list of places throughout the community that have hydration stations set up, which means these are businesses that understand you are on a drinking journey, first and foremost. When people don't know you're on a drinking journey, they may not have the patience to deal
for
with you.
Okay.
So these establishments know you are on a drinking journey and that water makes your journey better.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've set up stations within their establishments that you can go in and just get water, take a break, relax, do some shopping, ride a bicycle.
I was like, you can, one of the places is Thrive Cycle. So if you really want to, you know, pause, sweat some out,
and get fitness
started
in.
Again. Yeah.
So these are places that are open for you and others.
Yeah.
Like, even if it doesn't have a hydration station, you can still shop.
Right.
Throughout
Again,
town.
Normal business.
Yeah.
But they'll be your friends. You can stop it. And they're expecting you.
Yep. And they'll tolerate your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
This
to
time.
Some degree.
Yeah.
Within reason.
We've had businesses in the past, they love Mimosa Showdown, but then they're like, later in the day, some of those
it gets
gals.
A little dicey.
And I'm like, I've been one of those. Yeah. Not here in our town, but right. I've been one of those gals. So
yeah.
I get,
that
level of frustration. And so please take time to hydrate, take time to have snacks, and take time to try to go to all the establishments.
And a lot of them are open well into the afternoon or evening even.
They are. Now, here's the caveat.
Meaning you can, if you want to try a bunch, you can space them out.
You can. It's not necessarily a race.
Right.
But what I'm going to tell you now makes it feel a little bit like a race.
Yeah.
People will run out of mimosas.
Run out.
They will run out of the mimosa contender.
Their special one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there is no ticket, like we said. There's no way to really plan how many people are going to show up and drink.
And every year, more and more people have been showing up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people order their 24 bottles of champagne.
Uh-huh.
And when those champagne bottles are gone, their mimosa is done.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, just do the math real quick in your head. How many mimosas 24 bottles of champagne makes?
But that's a thing. They run out. I mean, what Kellergeist, who won last year, I don't remember off the top of my head. It was well over 1,200 mimosas that they made.
We always bank on Fifth and Wine. They keep really good records on how many of their contenders sold.
Mm-hmm.
At 1,500 last year.
Yeah. So
unbelievable.
Many. So many. And some of them are good too. They'll share, you know, some of the downtown businesses will share champagne with each other if they're, but
running low.
Yeah. But a lot are, I mean,
our town buys all
any.
The champagne right. in the state.
Any available champagne is coming to Great Falls.
Like, I know Gusto and Eagle are already doing all they can to stockpile champagne because this event is coming up.
It's fantastic.
And the crazy thing is, it's not just one kind of champagne. It's all these different types of champagne because they each, you know, they have different flavor profiles. And so when they're in their mad science room trying to concoct what their recipe is going to be this year.
Yeah.
It just takes some time to figure out what champagne's going to be the best here and there.
There's also, I was looking through some photos from a couple years ago that you took from Mimosa Showdown. And there's like people will get dressed up for these too. There was like a shirt that was a take on Dunkin' Donuts, but it was like drunken something or another. Yeah, people get creative with outfits.
So you'll find... I think that's really helpful because then you can find the people you're with.
You identify the other Showdown people.
You can go, oh, she's with that group.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes
it's
helpful.
It's easier to get you back to you where you belong.
To your people.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And then you don't have to create your little outfit.
Nope.
But Team Kaylee, again.
Yeah.
Tutus 1 year.
Okay, she was part of the tutu
She was
ones.
A
okay.
tutu.
Yeah.
And her husband dropped her off at 9 o'clock and picked her up at 5. And she had a
good plan.
She had a wonderful day.
Yeah.
I ran into her at the Celtic Cowboy and I'm like,
she was feeling
Thank you.
Good.
She's doing great.
That was pre-hydration stations too. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring a what they used to be called fanny packs.
Pack. Yeah.
I don't, what are they, strap-ons
like a belt bag.
Or whatever they are now these days?
Strap-on sounds not right. A belt bag. Let's go with that.
Okay, belt bag. you know, put some goldfish in a little Ziploc bag and put it in there. And
like the liquid IV, those little hydration electrolyte things you can add to your water from the stations.
So the creativity is one for the books.
Yeah. And it's not just ladies. I mean,
no.
There's a lot of ladies, but
there's
everyone's
men
welcome.
Too. Men, women,
children. No children.
Children are not allowed. I don't encourage children to participate in any of this.
Bad idea.
And the other thing that's really interesting is we've not had a repeat mimosa. So,
which is crazy that people are like that creative that there's not been one repeat.
When you come to Great Falls, you are in the heart of art and creativity.
Yeah.
This is the fifth year. There has been a minimum of, let's go with 10, because the math is going to be easier for not me, but you listening. 5 years, 10 different locations, never a repeat.
Yeah.
That is how deep... These people are committed to coming up. Like, I know Kellergeist 1 year came up with 4 different options for their mimosa.
Yeah.
Had to pick one.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other 3 never saw the light of day.
Which is
They're
crazy.
Sitting in the vault.
They've got to bring those out at some point.
Well, one day they're going to, but.
Or maybe that's what this year's is.
Who knows?
I don't think they have their. I didn't see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I just added it.
Okay.
Doesn't have
standby.
What do we know?
Well, I'm trying to find it.
This is quality podcast work right here, folks.
There we are. Oh, yeah, because it doesn't have a picture. Hatter's Delight.
Hatter's Delight.
A symphony. Oh, I like the description already. A symphony of subtle flavors playing into your palate. Hints. Oh, it says hits. Hints of citrus, nuts, and aromatic herbs. It's a Mad Hatter concoction. Balance to tickle your taste buds. Oh, my.
Right?
Citrus, nuts, and herbs.
The nut thing has me thrown.
Yes.
They've done citrus and herb before.
I bet they're going to be
herb.
Real creative. Because they're the one, like last year, their winner was Cloud Blast or something along those lines.
That's a beer.
That is a beer. That is, but it was a cloud because they had literally a cloud.
Cotton candy.
On it.
Yep.
So I'm wondering what they're going to do. I feel like there's going to be like. Oh, pistachios? Pistachio
Ooh.
Could go good with that.
Could. It could.
I'm curious or if like the rim's going to be something.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Toffee nut?
Ooh.
I'm just trying to guess what.
Shannon, you're coming up with some good options. You're coming up with some good options.
Yeah.
Now, read to me the blocks, because I think that's the one rimmed with tahini.
Oh, that you were thinking of? Okay, just a second. I got to get to it. Watermelon tahini.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all it says. Watermelon tahini.
So I'm just going to say.
That sounds good.
This sounds somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
And by somewhat, I mean tahini and fruit. That's as similar as we get to the farmer's daughter's.
Oh.
Mimosa that they competed with, which was phenomenal. Now theirs was mango.
Okay.
And it was so good. So I actually might make this one my first stop.
Yeah.
Just to see, because I want my palate fresh.
I was like, you want that. You want to be able to taste all the things with that one.
Yeah. Because it was so, the farmer's daughter's was so good that year.
Yeah.
Which is why when Candace was on the podcast, I'm like, you know,
you gotta
make
do this
happen
again.
So that Keller Guys can make this and we can get Sisters United some more money. Because, I mean, I'll just drink it all the time.
Yeah.
But it was so good. And when I saw that watermelon tahini, I'm like.
Reminded you of that. The mango tahini sounds really good, though.
It was so flavorful and earthy and subtle and delicious. It was so good. So that's probably going to be my first stop.
It's very pretty too. Simple but pretty.
Yeah.
Because they do have a picture on here. I bought tahini at the grocery store a couple months ago because I was like, this seems like something I see in recipe. I have yet to use it. Maybe I need to try it with a cocktail though. Actually, Jason's gotten really into making Caesars at home.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that could go in a Caesar.
Could be a good option.
Or something.
Yeah. I also did the same thing. Like I had been on a social media platform that might be banned here shortly. And there were a lot of recipes that I was going through that called for tahini.
Yeah.
And then I bought the tahini and then all the recipes disappeared. I'm like,
what happened to that?
Seemed like I had a lot of recipe options that included tahini and now it doesn't. So.
Yeah. I kept seeing that. And I was like, this seems like, and I happened to see it at the store and I was like, this seems like something I should have.
I do like it.
Yeah. Sip and Dip is making.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense for them. Their fishbowl mimosa, a sparkly blue bubbly mimosa with a little fish on the straw.
Yeah.
Which makes sense for them.
It's going to be good. It's
brand on brand for them.
New contender this year, Ribbon Chop House.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the picture they sent because they have like some of the ingredients sitting around the glass. So it's good times. As in time.
T-H-Y-M-E.
Yes. So Prosecco, lemon juice mixed with a lemon thyme simple syrup.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Served in a flute that's been smoked. Oh, that's next level. And half rimmed with smoked salt garnished with a lemon twist. Now that sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
I think the smoked part with the thyme. It sounds good.
I am excited for Ribbon Chop House to do this. I don't know if they fully understand the hordes of people that are going to show up.
Yeah.
And I just foresee some delays in getting that glass smoked so that you can
Taste it. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So
maybe make that an earlier stop too.
Yeah. Just so you can have the good experience instead of the...
We didn't realize how many of you were coming.
Yeah. Not that it's going to be bad, but you may want to make that an earlier stop.
Yeah. Ooh. That's fair. Well, spoken like someone who's done this before.
And you'll find some of the newer stops, no matter Grady at Fire Pizza was that, no matter how many times people tell you what to experience, you just are not, you're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
Unless you're Matt Robb, because the Wild Hare, their first year, knocked it out of the park. They had all of their glasses pre-garnished and
smart.
You showed up and then you went into the stanchions and you paid your money. It was like the soup Nazi line from Friends.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. And so you just paid your money and then you got your glass and then they filled it and you exited.
That's smart though.
And that was the most flawless experience I had ever seen in Mimosa Showdown. I'm like,
Very
these
smart.
People have got it figured out.
Yeah. So Rib and Chop House. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can't really maybe not. But
it's also a beautiful environment.
It is.
So
also maybe a good reason to go there first when you're still feeling a little more classy than later in the day.
Get a little brunch in you.
Right.
That's the other thing. Brunch is happening this day. Saturday, you can start with brunch. And
I like that idea of maybe the first one of the, like first or second one of the day is like you're sitting down with brunch to do it. So you're maybe like pacing yourself a little better that way.
Yeah. I just say be smart.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're young and it doesn't take you long to recover, just make sure you have a designated driver then. Yeah.
We have Uber, we have taxis. Yeah. And there's also quite a few hotels in the downtown area. So if you wanted to hit up the couple places that are not downtown first or something and then come downtown and just be able to walk to your hotel, that's an option too.
Yeah. We've thought of it all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We really have. We've got, I know the Heidelberg and the Max are the two. Yep. I don't know.
I was going to share the Maxes here with you.
Street Burgers has participated in the past. Okay. I don't know if they're going to this year.
I don't see them on here.
Tracy's is downtown.
Mm-hmm. Everything else so far. I thought there was one other one, but yeah, so far everything I'm seeing besides the Max at the Heritage and Heidelberg.
Yeah.
Okay. So while we're on it, the Maximosa is the one, the Max at the Heritage, a refreshing mimosa with Malibu and fruit. So this looks like a very tropical,
And another one that's just not champagne. Malibu is a rum.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like that, though, with that very like tropical feeling to it. Mm-hmm. Or you could end your day, of course, at the Max, too, because that's in the Heritage.
And they got food there.
Yep. Let's see. Who else is have we? So good time. Oh, this one looks very pretty and very intriguing to me. Pizzazz.
Oh, Pizzazz does really.
They always have very artful ones.
Yeah. And this one did sound pretty interesting. Pizzazz is a kitchen store and they do fantastic drinking shops.
Yeah.
So.
And they do classes. It's worth coming if you're going to do a long weekend or you're just interested coming to do one of their classes in their cooking school too.
Yep.
I am doing coming up with my mom later this month, the art of cooking vegetables, which I'm like, this might be helpful for me because maybe I'm just doing it all wrong or I'm not, there's better ways to like keep the nutrients or I don't know. So I'm excited.
I think a well-cooked vegetable is really underappreciated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I either microwave the vegetable because it came out of a can or is in a frozen sack.
Uh-huh.
Or if I grill a fresh vegetable.
Oh, grill. Yeah.
It goes too long and it becomes.
Chars.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, well, it's still edible.
Yeah.
But there's probably a better way to do that.
Yeah.
Back to drinking.
So I'm excited about that. So
the other thing before you share this really elaborate concoction they've come up with.
Yes.
Pizzazz also has grab and go food.
They do. I utilize that often and I really like their curry chicken sandwich.
Oh,
that's grab and go from there. It's really good.
It's really good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so their mimosa, tropical Thai butterfly pea flower mimosa.
It's a big long one.
It's a big long name. So it's a color changing mimosa.
Ooh.
So it's magical.
Fifth and Wine did a color changing last year.
Mm-hmm. Color changing mimosa with pineapple, coconut, lime, and a hint of habanero. It's going to get you there. Yeah. It is really pretty though because they're like pouring blue liquid in and there's like purple and yellow and all of that in there. I'm very intrigued by that one.
That's going to be a fun one. Now, we talk about Keller Geist has won 3 years in a row, and then N Bar was the first winner.
Yes.
You vote on the favorite. Like, you as an attendee to this event that requires no ticket, you vote. And the way you vote is you're going to text in a keyword to a number, and then you're going to get a confirmation, like, you did it right.
Yeah.
It's basically what it says. And then you're going to get a list of all the locations.
Mm-hmm.
Every location has a letter in front of it. So it'll be like A, Heidelberg, B, Fifth and Wine, C. And you reply. This is all you have to do to vote. You enter the letter of the place whose mimosa you like the most.
Yes.
So you push in D, send, and then you get confirmation.
Thanks for voting.
Good job.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We award. There's now a trophy.
That's a beautiful trophy.
That was developed last year that's currently in the hands of Kellergeist. And we'll award the winners.
Yeah. So it's all texting. You have until 8 o'clock that night, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% roughly certain on that. Yeah.
It's into the evening.
Just make sure you get your vote in.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever has the most votes gets the trophy and bragging rights for the next year.
And I will say, and this is Kellergeist is amazing. They make amazing mimosas. They have also been the best at marketing, advertising their mimosas and reminding people to vote. So any of the establishments listening,
hey,
just remind your people to vote.
And the best part is, well, I shouldn't say the best part. We've got, you'll have voting cards at all the establishments. Okay. They're little business card size voting cards.
Okay.
What they are is it'll tell you how to vote.
Okay.
Because this is what happens, folks. I love you all, but oh goodness. We'll get a text that just says D. I can't register that as a vote because you didn't enter it into.
Didn't use the system.
You didn't use the keyword, so it's just a text. It's like me sending you a text that just says A.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go, what?
A what?
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
A plus.
Yeah.
Thanks. You can't just text after you've entered the system.
Mm-hmm.
Like after you've done your keyword, Mimosa 2024, and you've gotten your confirmation and you've gotten the list, then you can just text D.
Yeah.
Because you're inside there.
Yeah.
If you just take the text number and send me the letter, it's not going to work.
Right.
It's also not going to work if you just type in mimosa, because that's not the key word.
No.
It's mimosa 2024.
So get yourself registered early in the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, don't type in the name of the place. Don't type in the name of the drink. No. It's not going to register.
Just follow the
system. Mimosa 2024. You'll get your confirmations. Enter your letter.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've gotten into the system, every establishment will know what letter they are. So they'll be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Just type in D.
Yeah. Just here. Let me help you. Just press this one. Yeah. It'll be fun to see who steps up this year.
Here's the other thing, folks. We're not doing it in live time.
Right.
This is all automated.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to sit at my computer all night and tally votes. That's why we do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be out amongst you sampling the
enjoying
mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have your outfit yet?
No.
No, you have time.
Yeah.
Still a month and a half away.
I just hope my friends will do it with me this year.
Yeah.
Is it
really that much of a convincing for them to join you?
It has been. They came once and then never came back. And I'm like, well,
that's weird because
must be me.
It's growing every year. So more and more people are getting excited about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just my friends.
Something wrong
maybe
with your friends. Yeah.
Probably.
Do you want to hear about the one at Mighty Mo?
Yeah.
It's the Mighty Mimosa. Makes sense. Strawberry rhubarb sour.
Oh.
That sounds delightful. Prosecco, fresh mint, and lemon. This sounds like a really twist on just like classic flavors.
Yeah.
I like
good
that.
Solid flavors.
Mm-hmm. And they have a strawberry and a lemon on the rib too.
Fifth and Wine has usually come in second.
Yeah, they're right there.
And I do not believe it's because they have a subpar mimosa.
No. Nope.
But there can only be one winner.
Correct.
17 mimosas, only one person gets to win. Yeah. That's the way this works.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Kellergeist.
Yeah.
But I am hoping for
a new winner.
For the crowds to go, yeah, maybe Fifth and Wines is better this year. Mm-hmm. They don't have their mimosa decided yet. Maybe part of their strategy was waiting to see what
everyone else was posting.
Which is kind of a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing I can do about it. We have deadlines. We met our deadlines. They didn't meet theirs.
Right.
So this is the deal.
That's that.
Now we wanted everything submitted beforehand, so there wasn't that situation, but...
But here we are.
There we go.
Is Annie's doing a beer mosa? I mean, it's not listed, but are they doing a beer mosa?
They've usually done a beer mosa, and so I assume they'll do another one this year.
Let's see. We talked about Celtic. City Bars is coming soon. I'm still really intrigued by this Buzz Boba one from Elevation. N-Bar. Oh, Fire is the La Mosa. So fresh. There's a lot of lemon this year.
Yeah.
This is fresh lemon zest. Strawberry syrup. A hint of thyme to give it a light, sweet, and citrusy twist on everybody's favorite. That one just sounds really refreshing.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Just
people,
good stuff.
I heard a lot of good things about Grady's Mimosa. Mm-hmm. I've never made it there.
During Mimosa Showdown, you haven't? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the correct way to say that.
Yeah.
No, it's mostly my brain just processing for a second.
You've never been to Fifth? No. I've been there many times.
Let's see. Did we miss anybody else's who have their... So Snitz. Has Snitz participated in the past? They have, haven't they? You love Snitz.
I love Snitz, and they do a fantastic job with their mimosas. Okay. They've got this, like... old throwback piano bar area is where they set up.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
What is it? Their burgers that you like from there too?
There's nothing I don't love about Snitz.
Which is so fun. So, and I don't judge a book by its cover is what you're saying. Like go in and try it.
100%. Their burgers are really good.
Yeah.
Served with a bag of chips. I mean, it is the lowest key experience on planet Earth. Staff have always been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like just.
I need to try that sometime.
I've gone there and consumed maybe more than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And, on my way out, they're like, hey, you need some water. And they'll toss me a bottle of water. And I'm like, that is correct.
Thank you. Good observation.
So, and I'm always that's responsible funny. And mm-hmm. drink my water while someone else drives me home. Yeah. So that's the way my life is.
Yeah.
But I love Snitz and they do a really great job with their mimosas.
Yeah.
Another one of those places like Heidelberg where you just don't necessarily expect to find like creative mimosas. They're there.
I'm curious about what they'll come up with too, since everybody's been so creative. You know, it'd be kind of funny if they just came in with the classic orange juice and champagne and they won. Like, that would be so defeating for everybody else who's so creative. The Steinhaus. I love the Steinhaus. Are they doing a beer mosa?
They do just have beer and wine.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I think they've done a beer mosa in the past.
Okay. I like the Steinhaus.
I do too. And they're also Howard's Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Another place. And it's that, you know, good greasy stuff that'll soak up the alcohol for you.
I have a friend who, I don't know, she's not young. She's obviously my friend, so at least 40.
Okay.
Chose one time when we went out having an experience like this where you consume alcohol to share a salad with a friend.
Oh.
Now, I'm all good about being healthy and, you know, soup and salads, a really good choice. When you aren't...
This is not the time.
on a journey such as this, save your salad and eat a burger or grease or fries.
Yeah.
Like today, this is the day you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get into the physics of your body and why that's important, but leave the salad for another day.
Yeah. See, this would be a really good chance to try maybe from like Tracy's or something where you've been eyeing a brunch where you're like, oh, I really shouldn't. Nope, this is the day. Just do it.
It is.
Yeah.
You're wiping it off the calendar. It didn't exist. You're getting your exercise
blood sugar's
in.
Fine.
You know, prep beforehand. Today's Mimosa Showdown is not the day that you stick to your fitness and health goals. It's just
except
not.
Walking. Walking's a good choice that day.
My insider recommendation is the sampler platter of appetizers at Tracy's is also a quality stop.
Okay.
And they usually have their outdoor dining set up so that it's a little bit nicer to just...
Nice.
And we've had... and this is a rain or shine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does not matter if it's gloomy out. It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if it's boiling hot.
Yeah.
This is happening. And so those outdoor dining spots are usually pretty nice to just have a mimosa and
some fresh air.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. So as more people get their crap put together and we get it on our website, you'll see all the different mimosas. Know that there is strategy that goes into participating on your part. Get your outfit together if you want. Figure out when you want to start your day and end your day. What hydration stations you're going to hit along the way. And map out your route.
Smart.
This is your homework if you're going to participate.
Yeah.
And then each location, we've asked what events are happening on Friday or Sunday. So that we've added those in so you can kind of plan your night before and the day after.
Yeah.
Brunch available Saturday and Sunday, both days. Food available. Make it a party.
Yeah.
Just, it's a great girls getaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great couples getaway.
Yeah.
It's a great mom and daughter getaway.
I like that.
Man, you
well,
just...
Well, it's not that far after Mother's Day either, so...
No, it isn't.
Make it a Mother's Day outing.
You could just say... Hey, I'm not doing anything for you on Mother's Day, but here's an IOU for this next weekend.
Next Saturday. Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Get your rooms booked
and
stay tuned to our social media channels so you can see what recommendations we're putting together of how each one of us plan to approach Mimosa Showdown. So with that, are you going to be able to make it happen this year?
I have a pre-existing commitment that happens to be that Saturday.
Shannon.
Maybe when it's done, I can get down there if they're not sold out. I know.
I just realized
that the other day. Well, first I was maybe going to be out of the country and that didn't work. But yeah, no, I have another commitment.
I am free, people. So if you need a friend to participate in. I'm available for rent.
Yes.
and what that means is I'll take the first half of your mimosa.
Yeah. Available to share things.
And until we see your bright, smiling, happy, healthy face here in our fine, fine city, you can be calling us and getting all the details you need to help plan this weekend, 406-761-4436. We can't wait to see you here. See you soon.
We are no damn experts as the recorded claims from Great Falls, Montana, covering what you need to know about this amazing damn town. Damn, that felt good.